So we're sending millions of emails a month now, literally. The number is actually crazy. We were just looking at our Klaviyo account the other day, and it shows you the number of emails you've sent out. And in this particular account we were looking at, it was actually just yesterday, and it was 200,000 emails we had sent out, and we were just like 4 days into the billing cycle. And I was like, uh-oh, like something might be wrong. Like I think they were sending, like maybe people are getting two emails of the same thing or something. So we kind of dug into it for a few minutes and realized just like the actual frequency, the number of emails we're sending is like in the millions a month now. And it's actually accurate. And that's what we want to be happening. It just that we didn't quite have our even have our heads around it.
Welcome to the Quiet Light Podcast with Joe Valley and Mark Doust. Since 2007, Quiet Light Brokerage has been helping thousands of online entrepreneurs realize their dream of buying and selling online businesses. And now, we're bringing all the knowledge our team has acquired straight to you. No matter your niche or industry, these lessons, tips, and strategies will help you build, grow, acquire, or sell your online businesses better. And now, here's Joe and Mark.
Oh, welcome back from Italy.
Thanks, man. It's good to be back.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not really.
Well, welcome back all the same. I'm sure everybody's glad to hear you instead of me for a change.
I'm a little tanner and a little fuzzy. I haven't shaved in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You haven't trimmed it in a couple of weeks, I should say.
Haven't trimmed. Are you missing the espresso and beautiful architecture?
Cafe ginseng, the views of the ocean. We were on the coast for most of the time. As you know, we were in Rome as well, but up on the northern coast of Italy, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, I got a business idea for you. I think you and I need to start a podcast about traveling to Italy. And of course, we'd have to go on site for that.
I think it's a great idea. Let's do it.
All right. You guys, we're going to shut down Quiet Light Brokerage and move on to a new business, new venture podcast about Italy. Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we do actually have something related to Quiet Light Brokerage, and that is and the sale of buying and selling online businesses. You talked to a mutual friend of ours, somebody who's been a friend of Quiet Light Brokerage for a while, Michael Jackness.
Mr. Mike Jackness from Ecom Crew. Yeah, Mike and I go back to met him at E-commerce Fuel, the presentation he did on email marketing and Klaviyo and what he does within his Colorit company, the adult coloring book company. And you would think email marketing's dead, but this guy generates 52% of his revenue from email marketing. Has like a 30% open rate and just nails it, hammers it down and produces a ton of revenue that way and does Facebook synchronization. He talks about it all on his Facebook synchronization. That's part of Klaviyo. Don't want to get too technical, but he gets a 1500% return on investment. And you and I have talked about this all the time. Diversification of revenue streams does what to a business other than add more revenue? Makes more valuable, right?
It absolutely reduces the risk, increases stability. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So we talk about that. We talk about the ability to expand beyond your typical, you know, just one source of revenue, e-commerce business, whether it be your Shopify store or your Amazon FBA site, using tools like Klaviyo, Facebook Messenger, things of that nature. And then we talk a little bit about Ecom Crew and what they do there. Ecom Crew is, yes, a podcast. Mike and Dave have been doing it for almost 3 years now. And they just simply help people. They've got my favorite subject is the under the hood section, where they actually talk to a e-commerce owner about the problems within their business and try to help them right there live on the podcast, sharing a lot of detailed information for people to help themselves.
That's pretty cool. He has a ton of knowledge. Absolutely. The podcast that they have is fantastic. I think the topic itself is really fantastic, especially as people are trying to build up more integrated marketing systems. You know, this idea of having your email coincide with a live Facebook audience and the marketing that you're doing there. Really, really kind of advanced stuff, but really good stuff. And those numbers are staggering. 1500% ROI on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's huge. Incredible.
Huge. And he started small. He started, you know, testing little things just like everyone else. It's not like he, you know, had all of this knowledge. He figured it out along the way. And just to put some numbers behind Mike and his expertise, he's hoping that 2018 will be the year when his business overall hits the $10 million revenue mark. So he's no small player. He's doing a great job. Somebody that is now traveling around the world doing presentations and speaking on the E-commerce Crew podcast subject and on email marketing and e-commerce in general. So definitely somebody worth listening to.
You know, one thing I do want to say before we jump into the episode, when people are listening to these numbers and hearing things like 1500% ROI, $10 million breaking, you know, this year, I think it can be really intimidating for some people that are maybe at the beginning stages to hear this and to see all the opportunity and see some of the advanced stuff these people are doing. You know, we did an episode with Dan from Science of Skill, who pulled out $2 million of revenue from an email list of about 11 or 12,000 people. And we've talked to Bjork Ostrom from Food Blogger Pro, who's completely dominating that world. And I think the one thing just to keep in mind, if you're hearing these episodes and seeing what some of these people are doing, don't be overwhelmed by it and understand something that you alluded to, Joe. He's done this over time. Focus on this continual improvement every day, small little improvements, and you can work yourself up. These guys didn't jump up to this in 1 month. They did this over time.
Yeah, and on the podcast, Ecom Crew, he'll talk to and work with people that are doing $50,000 a year in revenue. And that's what they do under the hood, and they help them. He'll also do it for folks that are doing $500,000 in revenue or $5 million in revenue. But, you know, at all stages, there's different tools and resources that can be used to help people grow their business. And bottom line is, Mike's just a really nice guy. He's an expert in the area, and he's sharing the information. He's not afraid of competition. He says, if I share information about my business and competition comes up and bites me in the heels, it's because I didn't do a good enough job in promoting my own products. So it's a good guy.
That's awesome. All right, let's get to it.
Hey, folks, it's Joe from Quiet Light Brokerage. And today I've got Mike Jackness on the line with me. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, man. It's good to be here. It's good to see you. I wish it was in person, but it's at least virtually. We're in the same room.
I agree. Good to see you as well. And I know you've been traveling the world. Good to be back in San Diego, I hear, right?
It is, man. Like I can live anywhere in the world I want. Well, at least we could at the time when we moved here. I was like, we had a virtual business, but it's we're kind of anchored down here now, but I want to be here. And I feel sad whenever I have to go somewhere because it's San Diego. It's a pretty awesome spot.
Well, you got good problems. You're kind of a big shot now. You're traveling the world.
Something like that.
All over the place. For those folks listening that don't know you, why don't you, as you know, we don't do formal introductions here at Quiet Light. Why don't you share a little bit of background on yourself, what your history is, what you're doing now, so that they understand who we're talking to today.
Yeah, no problem. It's always weird having to talk about yourself, but I'll give it a shot. I've been doing this online marketing stuff for this dates me for about 15 years. I actually quit my job back in 2004 and been doing this stuff ever since. Like semi-retired in between a couple businesses that we were doing for a couple of years and RV'd around the country and got bored of being retired. So we got sucked back into business again, and it was in e-commerce this time. And we started doing that a few years ago. It's been almost 5 years now and are on the road to building an eight-figure business this year. We'll either crack eight figures this year or next year. And along the way, we've been documenting all that on Ecom Crew. So it's been a much different environment than what I was doing before, which was affiliate marketing, where like everybody was like really guarded. You never talked about anything you did because everyone was kind of a competitor and going after the same traffic. But in e-commerce, it's like this multi-trillion dollar industry, and you're never going to be the one selling all of the things in your niche. I mean, one of the things that we do is coloring for adults. And I always say, like, I'm never going to sell like all the gel pens in the world. So talking about what we do and being open about it, I think has been cool. And yeah, it might create some competitors, but if they can catch me, I feel like it's my fault. It's kind of been my philosophy. Plus, I'm just more secure about everything I do now that I'm a little bit older. And I look at the things that come out of it positively, which is getting to meet people like you, which would never have happened if it wasn't for Ecom Crew and speaking and all these things. So, and for the most part, like 99% of what we do, helping other people, doesn't adversely affect us. And for the one or two things that does, you know, so be it, whatever.
Well, you just touched on it. What you do, believe it or not, for people listening, Ecom Crew is just that. It's what we do at Quiet Light. It's helping other people, help them first, and things come back to you. And I've seen you do presentations on the adult coloring books and the email marketing behind it. I've listened to the Ecom Crew podcast, work with Dave, as you know, as well. So I want to talk about both, but let's just answer the simple question first about email marketing. I'm an old school direct marketer. I've been self-employed since 1997, believe it or not.
And nice.
It was radio direct marketing back then. And then, you know, the next evolution at that point was email, right? That's old. Isn't email marketing dead? You making any money with email?
Yeah.
I know you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trick question, right? Or it's a little question. It's a softball question. You know, when I first got into doing email marketing for e-commerce, I felt the same way. And I had drugged my feet forever. And it's probably one of my bigger regrets in this business for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think it's human nature to approach stuff in life and in business the way that you think about it yourself. So for me, I flipping hate email. Like, it's my biggest nemesis. I cannot get to inbox zero. Like, no matter how hard I try, I'm unsubscribing for more things than I'm subscribing to, just to try to get email under control. And I just viscerally like have this negative hatred in reaction towards email. So, you know, I didn't want to get into emailing people because I, you know how I am. Like, I like to treat others like I like to be treated. So like, for me, that was the conflict more than anything, is like, I'm going to start emailing people and I wouldn't want to even receive these emails myself. So that was like the basis for the whole thing to start with. So I was slow at doing it, but, you know, listening to other people talk and going to other, you know, a lot of these conferences, and you still hear email as a prevalent thing and it's important. You should be doing email, et cetera, et cetera. So eventually I started dipping my toes into it. And what I realize now, many years later, first of all, email is 52% of our revenue. I was just looking before doing this podcast. It's 52% of our revenue for ColorIt. So it's wow. A massive amount of our business. But our open rates...
That's 52% of a nearly eight-figure business.
So just to, yeah, let me be really clear on that. That's just on ColorIt.com. So we also sell on Amazon, and Amazon's 2/3 of our business. So, right. But it's 2/3 of a $1 million business, because ColorIt.com does about $1 million a year. And as a business overall, ColorIt's bigger than that because you add in the Amazon component. But yeah, what we do on ColorIt.com, like when it's our own website and we control all of our own destiny, email marketing is a massive part of that. And it has a massive halo effect that you can't directly determine, but it has a massive halo effect on our Amazon business as well. Cause like, people are reading these emails and then they eventually go buy on Amazon. We have a lot of data on this, but it's not empirical. You can't like tell definitively like exactly what's going on there, but anecdotally you can look at the numbers and say, okay, like by doing these things over here, that it's affecting this stuff over here. So it definitely makes a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. And you were going to talk about your open rates there on the email before I interrupt.
Yeah. So our open rates are close to 30%. So they hover somewhere 28 to 32%, depending on what stage we are on scrubbing our list. So one of the things that we work really hard on is email deliverability, making sure things end up in the primary inbox, not in spam, that we are providing value to people so they want to open our emails. So that's been a really big angle for us. So we kind of use the 80-20 rule here, where at least 80% of our emails are helpful and they're not pitchy in any way of we're trying to sell you something. And it's really more like 90-10. The vast majority of what we send out is helpful tips and tricks or things you want to know. So for instance, in the coloring space, how to blend or shade with colored pencils, how to blend with markers or something like that, how to sharpen your pencils. Here's a time-lapse video of how to draw this particular drawing, and here's a free copy of it. Here's some stuff from our community. Other people have submitted. You might want to like do that as well. We're doing a giveaway this month, our fan of the month contest, all these types of things that add value. And every now and then, you know, once every 6 weeks or so, or 8 weeks, we're releasing a new product and that'll be a part of the sequence. Or maybe there's a Mother's Day sale, or the one that's going to be coming up soon will be a 4th of July sale. But very few of our emails are in that realm. And most of them are in, here's some helpful tips and tricks. So let's apply that to something besides coloring. Let's look at like tactical.com. You know, the emails will be 10 things to bring on your next hiking adventure, how to prepare for an emergency, things to put in your bug out bag, what to do when the lights go out, you know, whatever the types of things that we're doing in tactical world, things that are like truly helpful for people, especially, I mean, right now we're getting into hurricane season. So we're going to be releasing a lot of content about that. And you know, the fact of the matter is that most people just aren't prepared. Like a hurricane comes, there's an earthquake, a tornado comes, whatever, and you have no food and water or a flashlight, batteries are all dead, whatever it might be. It's actually quite helpful to people to bring this to the forefront of their mind. Even if you just think about it for a second, You can actually help save someone's life in this case. So these are the types of things we'll provide. And every now and then it's like, oh, check out on your product. This might help you as well. So the vast majority that we do is trying to like train people to want to open our emails to kind of like, you know, and humans are very habit forming creatures. It only takes a few times of doing something to make it a habit. So we try to make this a habit for them. And that's our approach.
Yeah, it seems to have worked with your open rate, which is pretty phenomenal. Let's back up a step. What email software are you using and what do you prefer?
So we're using Klaviyo for almost everything, at least in the e-commerce space. You know, Klaviyo is just heads and tails above everything else when it comes to e-commerce. It has a direct integration with Shopify. You can build segments within Klaviyo of people that have done particular things and then generate emails based off of that. And probably the feature that it has that's most valuable is the ability to then take those segments and synchronize those segments with a Facebook audience. And then you can concurrently run Facebook ads to that group of people, which is like highly effective. And the thing that really got me going with this, it's actually a really funny story, because I had just got done presenting at e-commerce Fuel. I think you might have actually been there. I was like talking about email marketing. And I was like, I think it was in Savannah. And I was like gloating about email marketing and all these cool things that we're doing. And at the time that was like really like all I really focused on was mostly email marketing. And what I had said there was that at the time, like our open rates were between like 20 and 25%, which is still double industry average. And we've since improved that. But like, I was really proud of that fact. And someone came up to me after the show, a good friend of mine, Kevin Stecco, and he was like, well, what about the 75% of people that aren't opening your email? And I was just like, it was an instant like aha moment. It kind of knocked me down a peg because I was like all kind of like in that gloating mindset. But it was actually like a really good point. Even, you know, I was looking at it from one perspective of like, we're double or more than double the industry average on open rates on email. But what he made me think about was like, what about all these people that aren't opening email? And one of the things that Klaviyo at the same time was coming out with was that synchronization feature. So we started getting really heavy into Facebook ads. And what you can do as a, for instance, is like someone, let's say your average order frequency is like 80 days. So what we do is a win back sequence at 90 days, we offer them a coupon to come back as an email. Well, why not run an ad to them, a Facebook ad at the same time? And Klaviyo makes that really easy. So yeah, there's going to be basically three things that can happen. Either they're going to open your email, they're going to see your Facebook ad, or they'll do both. Like some people are going to see both your email and your Facebook ad. But either way, throwing the Facebook stuff into it is a much like more effective approach. So it's been really successful for us. So now we have these Facebook ads that run at 100 or 1,500 to 2,000% return on ad spend.
Wow.
Like the most effective ads that we run are
incredible.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, it's a super small audience. We're putting a really small budget together, and these are like highly primed people. These are someone that's already bought from us. They kind of maybe forgot about us. You send an ad to them, 10% off. Of course, they're much more likely to convert than someone that's cold traffic. This is what people forget about in e-commerce. It's way easier to sell someone something a second time than the first time. But the problem is that we all get our high off of getting new customers. So that's what we always focus on is those angles. But what really brings the profitability to e-commerce is nurturing the existing customer.
Mm-hmm. Lifetime value of a customer, repeat value, yeah. Cost per acquisition, all that good stuff. So Klaviyo is the software of choice. Your emails separate yourself out from the mass emails that we get just by being as helpful as possible, so you don't wind up in, you know, the unsubscribe section, and then combine and sync with Facebook, which is great to go back out to those folks. On the emails themselves, Mike, how many are you sending on a day or a week or things of that nature? And do you have any concerns about people opting out? And do you make it easy enough for them to unsubscribe?
Yeah. So we're sending millions of emails a month now, literally. The number is actually crazy. We were just looking at our Klaviyo account the other day, and it shows you the number of emails you've sent out. And in this particular account we were looking at, it was actually just yesterday, and it was 200,000 emails we had sent out, and we were just like 4 days into the billing cycle. And I was like, something might be wrong. Like I think we're sending, like, maybe people are getting two emails of the same thing or something. So we kind of dug into it for a few minutes and realized just like the actual frequency, the number of emails we're sending is like in the millions a month now. And it's actually accurate. And that's what we want to be happening. It's just that we didn't quite have our, even have our heads around it.
At the millions a month, how many are, you know, is one individual getting?
It really depends. It depends on like how they came into our system and what part of the sequences that they're in. There's some situations where someone might get email from us literally every single day. So if they're coming into one of these new lead magnet flows that we have, which is basically, I call this a trifecta. This might be like a little bit of a diversion off of what we're talking about today, because we're talking about email. But just as a real quick side note, the trifecta to me as a marketer is getting them on a Facebook Messenger list, getting them pixeled so I can also have their pixel data, and getting their email address. So like, to me, the email...
What's the pixel part?
So the pixel part is just when someone visits your website, it's a piece of code that you have on your website, that the Facebook pixel or the Google pixel. And by having this script on your website, you now know that someone has visited you and you know that they visited particular pages or that they took particular actions. You don't know individually who they are. Like, I don't know that Joe Valley visited my website today, but you are in a bucket that I can say, like, I want to know all the people that did X, Y, and Z, and you'll be in that bucket. And I can then advertise to you in a particular way by being in that bucket. So what we do for Facebook campaigns, or most of our campaigns, is this, again, the provide value first angle. Mm-hmm. So we'll offer people something for free, whether it's free downloadable content, free drawings of a lead magnet, whatever it might be, or offer them like a free plus shipping offer maybe. So we start with these like really compelling low friction offers, and then send them to a Facebook Messenger flow, which is basically, are you definitely interested in this? Yes or no? If they say yes, we give them a link to a page. And when they get to that page, they're now pixeled. So we have them on our Facebook Messenger list. I can market to them that way. I have them pixeled so I can remarket to them that way. And then that landing page will have a spot to give us their email address, and I can market to them that way. And when they come through one of these flows for free downloads, let's say, we don't just give them all the free downloads in one day. We give them an email every single day for 30 to 45 days. It's actually a very long sequence where it's a 20 free download program or promotion, I would say. And so we're giving them a download every other day. And gotcha. In between that, we're giving them some other value. So, and we tell them this, like, we're going to send you 20 free downloads. You're going to get one every other day. We don't tell them that you're going to get another email every other day, like in between, but they still open those as well.
Yeah.
And those other emails are still value. You know, it's the how to blend or shade kind of emails or things like that. Here's some stuff from our community. And interspersed within there is, here's a coupon for the book that you were just downloading these drawings from and things like that. But so in that circumstance, they're getting emailed incredibly frequently. But the baseline minimum that people are getting emailed from our company is 6 times a month. That's like the absolute minimum. Okay. Someone would get.
And that's fine. Well, I've seen people, yeah. I've seen your presentation and have, heard people say, man, that's a lot of emails. But if they don't want them, they opt out.
Yeah. So let
and
me.
Your open rate's pretty small.
Exactly. Let me hit on that just real quick, because okay. It's a really important point. Again, treating people like I like to be treated. If I don't want the email, like I want to be able to, at number one, at least the minimum, easily unsubscribe. So we make that easy for people. And I want them to be able to easily unsubscribe. What people, the shady email marketers don't get is you're actually hurting yourself more by trying to jam it down their throat, because you want the open rates to be high. Google and Hotmail and Yahoo, all the different email platforms look at your stats of your open rates, just like Google's looking at click-through rates in organic search. And if your open rates are high, like way higher than average, you're going to say, well, this is content that people probably want. We're going to put this in the main inbox. If you dip below a certain point, you'll end up in the promotions tab. If you dip below even a certain point from that, you'll end up in spam. And there's like no way to get yourself out of there. So we want to keep our open rates as high as possible, probably for our own best interest, right? So it's, yeah. We make it easy to unsubscribe. And if you don't open one of our emails for 13 weeks, we unsubscribe you for yourself. It's like we figure after 13 weeks, which is going to be probably something in the range of 20 emails that we've sent out. If you haven't opened one of those emails in that long of a time period, you're probably just done with us, and we'll just stop emailing you. And yeah. And that way, that's one of the reasons why our open rates continue to be as high as they are. And we keep on adding, our net gain every month is way higher than our unsubscribes or people we're removing. We've got something like 60,000 active emails on Colorit, where you know, some people might look at that list and they would say it's 200,000 or something because they're not constantly scrubbing it. Our emails are active. Like these are 60,000 people that are actively open. We have 60,000 people that have opened at least one of our emails in the last quarter, which is a much better stat in my mind than, you know, looking at the total number of people we've ever signed up.
I totally agree. We're constantly asking that question in our client interviews and trying to drill down into the relative usefulness of those total emails.
Yeah.
For those that are listening, can you touch on, I mean, it's probably overwhelming, you know, for both buyers and sellers that are listening in terms of if they've never done email marketing, if they don't know how to do any Facebook marketing. I want to ask a question, but let me first touch on the fact that for those that are not doing these now, for those that are getting, you know, revenue from one channel, your business is going to be, 20 to 30% less valuable than one from multiple channels. And you're also, and that's because of the risk. You're at a greater risk of a catastrophe if you're 100% Amazon business or 100% email marketing business or 100% Facebook. You want to spread it out and do all of them and have more sort of legs on the stool to balance out the business. Buyers love that. They'll pay more for it.
Yep.
You've got to figure out how to do it. So what kind of training would you recommend for anybody looking to learn Klaviyo, anybody learning Facebook marketing?
I mean, we obviously do ourselves. So, I mean, that's kind of a loaded question, but
it's funny. It wasn't actually for people listening. It wasn't a loaded question because I didn't know that. I know that you're doing, I mean, I've listened to Ecom Crew. You know, I know Dave well, I know you well, and I love your under the hood sessions. And I didn't really hear that you're actually doing the training sessions on Klaviyo and email marketing. So let's on Facebook. So let's move to that. Let's talk about
Ecom Crew. We have a new thing called Ecom Crew Premium, and what we were doing is like releasing a course like every couple months, and charging $500 to $1,000 per course, depending on what the course was on. We did one on like importing from China. That we did like another one on like how to launch products on Amazon the white hat way without like doing any black hat tactics. And as we kept on releasing courses, we were getting emails of people just like, this is getting expensive. It's like our core fans were like, they're just buying everything we do. It was getting expensive. And I also felt like started to feel like a kind of a used car salesman in some respect, because you're just constantly trying to sell them something different every couple months. So we just like said, you know what, like, because you know how Dave and I are, like, we're not like that. So, thank you very much. Okay, well, that makes more sense. Well, he is Canadian, so like by default, he's just like already 40% nicer.
Absolutely.
Just baseline, right?
It's base.
So we came up with this subscription model, which is you just pay once a month and you get access to everything that we've already done and everything that we're going to do in the future. And it includes webinars twice a month. And the training we're about to release, depending on when this podcast will be released, the next one we're doing is on Facebook Messenger. And we actually have a webinar later today as recording this on that topic as well. So we give those webinars to our Ecom Crew premium members as well. So we're constantly talking about this stuff and whatever's going on more current. The Klaviyo, we don't actually have a course on yet. I mean, that was something that I learned on my own. I'm not really sure if there's one out there. We are going to be doing one on that, but as a part of like our subscription model, you also get access to us to ask questions. So you can just email questions if you're having a hard time with Klaviyo, as a for instance, we would just help you with that as well. It's any type of e-commerce stuff we would help with. But you know, Klaviyo is simple and it's complicated at the same time. I can understand like why it would be overwhelming. I'm kind of a tech guy, so I naturally kind of gravitate towards this stuff and figure it out. When I realize when it's complicated is when we hire a new employee and I had to explain to them how to do it and I see their eyes kind of glaze over. I'm like, I'm trying to explain the difference between a segment and a list or a flow and a campaign or how to synchronize something to Facebook. And they're just like even kind of giving that look. And then I understand that, some things come harder to certain people. It'd be the same look I would give somebody if you asked me to do rock climbing or something. I'd be like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to do that. So yeah, but I don't know, besides just Klaviyo's own website for that, like what the best way to go about that is.
So, you sell a very visual product, with color it and the tactical gear stuff, common sense makes sense. Through your connections with Ecom Crew and the under the hood segments, what's the strangest, I don't want to call somebody's product or service strange, but the thing that you would think would not necessarily work via email marketing or Facebook that they gave it a shot and actually made a difference in their business?
Yeah, I mean, let me start by saying, give you like a whole another kind of answer to this real quick. Okay. What I always say when I speak at events or, you know, do these podcasts, whatever, wherever I'm talking about when this comes up, one of the things that drives me crazy, I mean, you're in the same industry I'm in. There's a lot of people out there that are like, follow my secret, like 10-step plan, do these exact things and sprinkle this special dust on your business and you'll be a millionaire overnight. Those ads are on our Facebook feed, like nonstop. We also go to events where some of these people speak and it drives me nuts. So I'm always like cautious and tell people like, look, like you have to use, you know, your business better than anyone else. And there's like all these variables that kind of go into it. Like you have a different margin than I might have, or like maybe there's a Facebook audience that's like directly matches up with what you're doing. Maybe you have like the ability to get like user generated content really easily, or you can make a lead magnet or a free plus shipping offer. Maybe you have a lot of repeat business opportunity. Maybe you don't. Like, I mean, so like I try to talk about like all these different types of businesses that we've been involved in and how we've approached it. And the thing that's cool about us now is we have four brands. Like we're doing things in coloring and hot and cold therapy. We have a baby brand and we have a tactical brand. And we're going to start talking a lot more about like our different approach for each brand. But what the question you're asking is, and I think that the answer to it really is that like every business is unique. You have to like follow maybe a basic outline of what people like I'm doing with email marketing. Here's like the different approaches we've taken with our different niches, but you know, it's hard to say like do these exact 10 things. I mean, there's a couple of things you want to do by default with email. Like you want to definitely have like an abandoned cart sequence that applies to everybody. You want to have a win back campaign that applies to everybody. But what doesn't apply to everybody is 20 free downloadable coloring pages. Like right. That doesn't make sense for anybody else except for us.
Right.
Or like, here's how to prepare for an emergency. That probably doesn't apply to most businesses. So you have to like think out of the box. And more importantly than anything is try like a bunch of different concepts and don't be afraid to fail. Like this is where I think people get hung up, like the human nature, which I'm different in this regard for whatever reason, I'm wired differently. Like I just don't care about like embarrassing myself or doing something that doesn't work. So, you know, I'll try 10 or 20 different things until I find the one that resonates and gets some traction. Where, you know, somebody else might try something once or twice and just give up. You have to keep on trying different concepts until you find the one that like really seems to resonate. And then, you know, it's something in like the world of Facebook, when you find the thing that resonates or in email marketing, it really seems to work. Like you'll get stats that are like completely different than what you've done to that point. Like, I mean, you know, 10 times better, 20 times better, and you'll kind of hit that thing that really works. And I'm hoping that kind of answers the question. I mean, I'm always reluctant to talk about like other people's businesses specifically that we've run into at Ecom Crew, because I'm always pretty protective of like the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And never want to like break anyone's confidence. But I think that is probably the best approach. And one last thing that I'll mention is like, you know, we got started in e-commerce with treadmill.com. And I always talk about this. So it's like, that's the most different thing that we've done compared to the other things that we're doing now. Like the approach there would be way different than selling something like a coloring book, because you're only going to sell someone one treadmill. Like you've got no chance at a second sale. In fact, you just hope that they don't return it, because it turns out to be like the most expensive clothes rack they ever buy.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, so you have to take a different approach with that. And it's a much longer term sales cycle. You're not going to spontaneously sell somebody a $2,000 treadmill. This is a like, well, long thought out, like multi-year struggle with weight or whatever it might be that drives them to like buying this treadmill. Much different way to approach it. So you'd have to like take a different approach there than selling somebody a set of coloring pens or something. Cause like that, you can put an ad up, they're $30. Someone won't think twice about buying that. And it can be a very spontaneous purchase versus the other way around. So you have to like, it's kind of like what you do. Like, I mean, people like, it's a very long sales cycle when you are trying to get someone to sell their business or purchase a business. Like that doesn't spontaneously just happen. So like you're having to take a different approach with your email and your marketing than someone else that's actually selling widgets that are, you know, something that people just want to buy like that. So
and it's interesting. It's the exact same approach you take in email marketing, which is help as many people as you can, be as helpful as you can. And it generally is, it's the right way to do it, number one, but it generally works. You build relationships with either customers or clients like yourself and whatnot that they come around and work well.
I mean, incidentally, that works pretty well in life too, by the way.
It does, doesn't it? I just want life lessons from Mike Jackson.
Yeah.
we're running short on time, but I want to talk about just Ecom Crew briefly. I want people to know how to listen in, because if you're in the e-commerce world, you got to listen to Mike and Dave on Ecom Crew, because all they do is help people. Talk about that for just a minute. When did you start it? How do they download, listen to it, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, started it, I guess it's been 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. It's kind of hard to lose track of time. We're at episode 150 something on the podcast as of recording this. My favorite episode we ever did was episode 88, though, which was the Joe Valley Ecom Crew podcast.
You looked that up before we talked today.
I was just looking out on the screen. But it's been a weekly podcast, and we've now gone to twice a week. So twice a week we're talking about e-commerce stuff, because between Dave and I, we have plenty of things to talk about. We might even go to three times a week. I just don't know if I have the time to do it. But as you're growing a business at the speed that we are, there's plenty to talk about. And I love talking about it, because it produces a lot of cool stuff for me. Like I said, it helps me meet people like you, but it's really embarrassing to have to get on the podcast and say because I talk about my goals and the things that we're looking to do. When you have to get on the podcast and say, I didn't get this done, there's nothing better than peer review and peer pressure to keep on pushing you to get stuff done. So it's been very helpful for me as well. So there's the podcast component. So on iTunes, ECOM, CREW, but we also have the blog, which Dave does almost all of that content at ecomcrew.com. All that stuff's free. We even have actually three free courses under the My Ecom Crew area. None of that requires giving us a penny. It's just kind of us giving back. And our hope, our long-term strategy, just like you, is if we help people and they, get an affinity towards the things that we're telling them and teaching, that eventually they would want to become a premium member. But even if they don't, we're pretty financially secure and happy with what we're doing, and all the other stuff is free. So definitely come check us out.
It's awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Anybody listening, I would highly, highly recommend you go to Ecom Crew and check it out. Download, listen to the podcast. Definitely episode number 88.
So. Best episode ever.
Ever, ever.
It actually was one of our best highly rated episodes. I mean, people are always interested in buying and selling their business, right? I mean, it's something you should always be thinking about. I mean, I think people often wait too long to be thinking about these things. And
nine times out of 10.
Yeah.
Nine times out of 10. Planning in advance should be pillar number 5. Mark doesn't like it, but plan in advance, you're going to understand the valuations, and you do things like we talked about today, which is let's try some email marketing, and you'll de-risk the business and get a higher value for it. So I appreciate the time today, Mike. I know you're a busy guy.
No problem. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Quiet Light Podcast. For more resources from this episode, head over to quietlightbrokerage.com. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a rating and review in iTunes. This helps share the messages from the show with more business owners like you.